listening to a brand new episode of the Lunchbox Chats. We are your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Esty.
And we welcome you to a brand new week.
Hi, everybody.
What is happening?
I've missed this.
Oh, my God. It's literally been like an entire month.
Literally. Almost.
Oh, my God. What's up, chatters? We've missed you. We've been on break. We've had impromptu breaks.
I mean, it's been a month.
I can't believe February is over. Like, we're in March. Happy March.
Oh, my God. That's right. So last time we were on here, it was the beginning of February. We pre-recorded, not even knowing about the Super Bowl. And here we are a month later. Wild.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. I didn't expect this.
No. Our schedules did not align this month, but we busted out a bonus episode.
Which was wild, by the way.
You're welcome.
I was listening because Essie doesn't tell me about the bonus episode she does. And I'm listening and I'm waiting to hear the topic. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening in the world? Somebody's having like a literal relationship and sex with a ghost. Like, anything goes.
Anything goes here. And, you know, you guys bring it to our attention. And I was like, well, I need a meet. So here we are.
Here we are. Oh, my God. How was February?
February was lovely. February treated me so good. I went away. So, excuse me, on our little hiatus for the holiday that Laura and I were gone, I went away to good old Vermont. It was my yearly trip and it was amazing. I had the best fucking time. I had such great experiences in the snow. Like, I'm literally a winter girl. Like, I am.
You lived your best life.
Yeah, so I've come to the conclusion that I'm best version of myself in the fall and in the winter. That's it. I said it.
Really? So you can't move to Florida?
So Florida to me is my like escape.
Okay. You can't live there full time.
No. Well, I can, because the only thing is that you and I know that me and the Florida sun have a love-hate relationship.
Yes. Yes. Very true.
You've witnessed it firsthand.
Yes.
So it's just really, we have to be on the same page.
Okay. Yes.
So that's where I was. And, everything in February, literally February was amazing. It treated me really good. I'm living my best life. And then, I get back and Laura leaves me. So Laura, how was your February?
So while Essie was away in Vermont, I also was away in the country called New Jersey.
That's true.
I was taking care of my little Fernie's Nutella for the weekend, and me and her had a good fucking time. Like, Essie trusted me enough to watch her daughter, and it was just like me and Noonie for the entire weekend. And I definitely talked this like poor dog's ear off. And I mean, we just bonded. We had some Chinese food. We watched Coupled with Throuple. Like, me and Noonie had a fucking time. And you guys, when I tell you how quiet it is at Esty's house, like, I don't think I've ever experienced that kind of silence. Like, it was next level, like, sleep. It was amazing. So then I get back to New York. I'm in New York for 2 days, and then I fly out to Miami for an entire week for work and then some partying. And honestly, I've been back for about like a week and no, for I've been back for a week and I'm finally just grounding. Like, that's how insane February was, in a good way. Like, partying, I've been out, I've been like doing my own thing, like just like thriving at life. And now I'm just excited to just ground and like just live a chill life.
Well, I love that for you. And yes, I you're right about the whole Noonie thing. I didn't want to minimize it, but right. So get you somebody who you could trust your children with. And like, that's who I have. So As you know, I'm forever embedded grateful for you for doing that. I left her in amazing hands. I listen, you guys, can we just talk about how my daughter like completely forgot about me for the entire weekend? Like, I would call, like, we would FaceTime. She could give two shits that I was on the phone. And then I get home and she's like giving me the cold shoulder.
Yeah, she's like, bring my aunt back.
Literally. But she had the best time. Like, it was, she did. She had the best time. She's fucking spoiled. But, you know, it's okay.
It's so hard to, like, not spoil her, though. She's, like, but, such a good girl. And it's, like, no, you just want to give her everything.
She really is. Like, and I don't say that because she's mine. But it's
no.
She literally is. And, like, tell me she's not the best cuddler in the world.
You guys, the difference between having a cat and having a dog, like, I've never felt so loved, so wanted, so seen in my entire life than I did then when I was with Nutella. Like, when I'm with Rocco, he literally ignores me the entire time. He comes when he's basically me too, right? And he's just like, fuck you, this is my world and I will direct everything. And Nutella is the complete opposite, where she's just like, everywhere you go, she follows. It's like, I'm laying down and her toe needs to be touching a body part. Like, she's just so cuddly and lovely. And I just never experienced that with an animal because I have a cat and my cat's Italian. And he's just not that cuddly. He is when he wants to be, but yeah, not. But
Nuni's Italian too. It's just how you raise them.
Well, no, Nutella's not from, I'm saying, like, he's from, like, Italy. Like, he's like a dick, like, you know, like,
he was born in America. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, I forgot.
What, like, what? They're just as Italian as, like, they're literally Italian. Both Italian.
They're both Italian. Why do I think Rocco was born in?
No, his mother was born in Italy.
Oh my god, you guys.
Mother was born in the and father.
And this is why Rocco's like, fuck you, bitch, because you can't even get straight where I was born.
Literally. I'm like, bitch, what are you saying? It's how you raise them. Like,
no, you can't raise a cat.
That's not true, because Stella is the most cuddliest person or a cat in the world.
But how was Raquella?
Raquella was oh god, RIP, I miss her. She was moody. She's not as she was not definitely nothing near like her mother. She was moody, but she on her terms she would allow you, but it's got to be on her terms. Like, yeah, where Stella's like that all the time. Yeah, yeah.
That's
but
what
it's
I'm saying. Like, you can't, like, cats, I feel, have their own personality. Like, I don't know. It's so, like, they're just so different from dogs. And I really got that while watching Nutella. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just like a ham. Oh my God. I can't believe I forgot Rocco was born in America.
Yeah, I mean, like, the whole world just heard you that you don't even know about your own son. Like, I can't.
You guys, sorry.
And then you wonder, why he is the way he is with you, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. And he loves me. And I will say, like, he is, like, he loves his mama, but, like, Nutella is, like, next level. Like, my favorite was when me and her were laying down, like, you know how, like, I love, like, my toe needs to touch, like, yes, Thomas's toe or your toe? Yes. Like, her toe needed to, like, touch my, like, leg. And I'm just like, girl, we are sisters.
Yeah. My favorite. Just so cute. Did she put her, like, her one hand, like, her one paw and then her, like, side of her face on you?
Yes.
Yes. Because that's, like, I want to cuddle, but, like, I'm pissed at you, but I still love you. That's
no, my favorite was when, like, I had her, like, I was, like, cradling her like a child.
Uh-huh.
And she just, like, surrendered. And she just, like, plopped on me, like, belly up.
Oh, yeah. Just, that's how. Like, oh, my God. That's so cute, because my mom does it with her all the time.
Like, I just can't. I was just like, you are the cutest. Oh, like, stop. But
thank you again for everything. I had the best time. Yeah.
And you guys, I am not a winter girly like Essie. I'm a 100% summer girly, because as soon as this body landed in Miami, it was like I came to life. I turned into this different, like, I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know if it's Miami. I don't know if it's the heat. Like, I don't know if it's Florida. Like, I turn into this different person. Like, I don't even know who Florida Laura is. Like, she's full of energy. She wakes up. She's like, let's go. She parties all night till like 7 a.m. Like, not even being tired. Like, I don't know who that girl is, but I'm here for her. And she's a good fucking time.
Yeah, I've experienced Florida Laura. Florida Laura is on a different level.
She's like she's like in a different dimension. I'm a summer girl. Like today, we were pre-recording this podcast, so it's Sunday. It was what, like 60 degrees outside? Mm-hmm. I came to life. Like, I thrive with the sun. So I'm ready for the summer. Tis the season. Let's go. We're about to have our first 7 p.m. sunset. Are you excited?
When is that?
March 12th. The sunset will, after March 12th, will now set after 7 p.m.
Oh.
Here for it. Let's go.
Yes.
Let's go. Although I will say, like, summer Laura and melasma doesn't really go together, but no, whatever. You should really
You should really calm down.
I know. I'm learning to just accept the melasma.
But anyway, so I've missed this. I've missed the banter. I've missed our podcast. I missed our chatters. Like, I missed all of this. Like, I was looking forward to today, like, all fucking week. And again, apologize to our chatters about, like, the, like, no notice. Wow, as you speak English. No notice of the mini episode. That was just a conflict of both our schedules. It just was not aligning. So, you know, we have these little hidden gems, like, stored away for things like that. So that just came in clutch. And now we're back. Episode 190 fucking 7. I can't believe episode 200 is literally around the corner. I'm excited.
And we have something special coming up next episode.
Yes, I'm excited for what's to come. You know, Laura and I had this conversation before we got on here, and, like, this business has literally opened my eyes to so many things. And that's all I want to say. And I just also want to say that this business, it, like, really tests you.
Yeah, for sure. This tests your patience.
Yes, this market out here ain't easy.
No, definitely not. But you learn a lot along the way, for sure.
Yeah, and I just love this. I love this, and we're just going to keep on going.
We're here for it. Well, let's start back in January. Wait, was Super Bowl January or, like, that first week of February?
You're going to erase that from this podcast. It was the beginning of February, Laura.
Oh, beginning of February. There we go. Holy shit, Super Bowl. So I said the Chiefs were going to win, right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, so the Chiefs won, unfortunately.
You were correct. I was incorrect, but that's okay. You know, it is what it is. It was actually, I'm going to just say, I think it was a boring game. That was it. That's all. I said it.
I thought it was a boring game too. That first half, what is happening? The commercials sucked this year. Like, I was just not here for any of it. Yeah. I mean, the ending was pretty good. I feel like the second half was definitely better, but me and Essie were texting, like, we were very underwhelmed.
Yeah, it was not it. It was, I mean, minus Beyonce releasing a whole new fucking album. Or song, not a whole album.
Introducing a whole new genre to her repertoire.
That was the only exciting thing I thought was the commercials. Okay, so what did you think of the halftime show?
It was okay.
I agree. What did I tell you? I was like, how can Usher bring it? He was sweating the whole... I was more concerned if the man was going to slip and slide from his sweat.
You know, again, I was underwhelmed. I don't know what I was expecting. I was expecting... After J-Lo and Shakira... another halftime Super Bowl show, because those ladies fucking brought it. Everything else is just mid, and that's what Usher was.
Oh, look at you using the words. So next year it's in New Orleans, and I'm just predicting, like, Lil Wayne and his posse are gonna come out.
You think so?
I don't know, but who else could perform in New Orleans if it's not Lil Wayne?
That's true. You know who I would? Oh no, I guess Adele wouldn't make a good halftime show. I'd love to see Britney.
Well, Laura,
Brittany, where are you at, girl?
Didn't you send me something over the break about something? Like, I was like, Laura, what's happened? Like, was something else on fire, or did she?
I don't know, girl.
She can't do it.
I don't even know if we're still friends on Instagram. Like,
You think you deleted her?
Yeah, she just upsets me. Yeah, it's like, but while we were away, NSYNC is coming back. I know that's not like on our list to talk about, but they're having like a whole comeback album.
I'm not here for it. Me and Justin are in a big fight.
What?
I said I'm not here for it because me and Justin are in a big fight.
Oh yeah.
No, I don't like him anymore. I mean, same. He's dropping new music. I don't ever since the book, like my whole like perception of him has changed. I'm not here for it. Bye.
You know, I feel the same way. Like me and Essie were having this conversation beforehand. And I will take it to celebrity. So what I was saying is I'm either obsessed with you or I'm repulsed by you. And I'm repulsed by Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God. It's so dramatic.
But it's true. Like, I feel the same way. Like, I can't now listen to him or watch him just because I know the real him. Mm. And I know my girl Brittany is not lying. And I think, like, it's just, like, swept under the rug and I don't like it. So I will not be supporting it either.
And that's that.
And that is that. Are we going to go on to hot topics? Because there's a lot of.
Yeah. I mean, I guess let's just. Okay. I don't like her. So you talk about her.
So my girl, we're talking about Kristen Cavallari. What SOSE sent me this, and I was thoroughly confused because I thought she was like talking about herself at one point. And what I'm referring to is Kristen Cavallari's new hot 24-year-old boyfriend, Mark Estes. She came out on her Instagram. They were in like a very like sexy vacation in Cabo, and this girl is flaunting her man everywhere, and they are just all over each other. And I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm way here for it. He's gorgeous. I love that his last name is my first name. He's the things I would do to this man. But I don't know if you know this, Laura. He's in a country band. Like, he's in a band, like a boy band for country music.
Okay, so I kind of thought it because there was like a TikTok or something where there was like a whole bunch of guys and Kristen. Yes. And I was just like, is this a band? Like, what is happening? Because they all look kind of weird.
Not him.
No, not him. Like, everybody else looked very out of place. So I didn't know if it was like a spoof.
Oh, no, that's his band. And he's in it. And she's in him. Or he's in her. And and we're in their relationship. So, I mean.
We are here.
Talk about a hard launch. Laura thinks he's a giver.
I was just about to be like, he's a giver.
Yeah, I don't think she knows what to do with herself. She's glowing, you guys. Literally glowing.
Like, she has, I don't think I've ever seen her this happy. Like, smiling from, like, ear to ear. This girl's getting it in. Like, good for you, chica. Like, you can just tell when a woman's having like intense, crazy orgasms. And Kristen Cavallari, now we just know. Congratulations, God bless.
Yeah, keep do you, boo. Maybe you'll come not be such a bitch next time. Anyway, okay, you guys, I told Laura I haven't been well. Like I wish I didn't watch it. So what I'm talking about is, you guys know my love for Wendy Williams. And obviously you guys know 1 year Laura for my birthday got me tickets, which I'll forever never forget, to Wendy Williams show. Like, probably one of the best experiences I experienced. You guys, she dropped a docu-series. It's a 4-part doc. Is that a docu-series or docu? No, yeah, docu-series.
Docu-series,
right?
Yeah.
Right. So there's 4 parts. I can only get to, I barely finished 2. Like, it was gut-wrenching.
Damn. No, I can't even watch it. No, because the Laura, way like, you were explaining you it to me. No, I can't.
Don't. I can't get through it. Every time I go, like, to try to do it, I can't. It hurts my heart. It hurts my soul. Like, to see her turn out this way, like, I'm angry at these fuckers who thought that it was, like, to put this out, to depict her in this manner. after everything this woman has been through, and like to exploit her in this way, I'm getting angry. Stop. I have to calm down. Like, I'm upset, and it just, I don't know, I guess because I've always looked up to her. Like,
yeah, you loved her.
I've always looked up to her. Like, I love radio. I've been doing like, I did this shit in college. Like, then I fell off, and then we started the podcast, and I love this shit. Like, this shit has been in my blood since like college. And like, I've always known about her. I've always looked up to her, and she's always ruffling feathers because she's always spoke the truth. And that's literally how I live my life. And like, there's nothing wrong with that. You're going to get a lot of haters, but guess what? You know, you're going to gain a lot of respect. And like, that's what this woman had done for New York City. And like, to come out this way, it literally, I was not well. It was hard for me to sleep that night because like, I just feel so bad for her. Like, these people don't give a fuck about her. Like, they're just taking her money. They're making a mockery of her and her name. And it upsets me deeply, and I need to shut the fuck up. So
it's just really sad. Like, I've seen clips of it, and like, she does not look well. And I kind of just want to remember Wendy as we saw her.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I mean, I didn't get into her until like you introduced me to her. And like, she seems like such like a bitch, but when we met her in person, she was one of like the kindest people ever. Like, so interactive, like so sweet, like so like giving to her audience. And like, just to see this, it's just really sad. And you could tell like they took advantage of the whole situation,
literally.
And it's just, it's not okay. Maybe one day I'll watch it, but I don't think I can.
No, I mean, I couldn't finish it. So I mean, I don't know. It is what it is. Anyway, what else? Oh, all right. So I guess like, I mean, I don't know where to start, but I guess we'll just start off with like the most breaking news that we just received this evening. My girl, we're talking about Vanderpump Rules. Sorry, guys. My girl, the love of my life, Lala, announced that she's pregnant.
I can't believe it.
I'm so beyond happy for her. I just, you know, she's been talking about it and talking about it and leaving subtle hints. Sorry. And I'm just, oh my God, I can't. I like the one picture she dropped of her and Ocean together with Ocean on the belly. Oh my God. I'm so happy. I'm so happy for her.
It's so sweet. So do you think it's James Kennedy's baby?
No. She definitely has like, you know, a donor or some shit, whatever. No. The fact that she's carrying, like, you know what, like, there's so many things that I respect about her, and I think this is why I love her, right, is because I respect her, and, like, she's been through so much, and she's been open about everything, I mean, as much as she can be with the baby daddy, because, like, legal issues, but, like, everything else, like, she has no shame in her game, and to me, like, I think that says more about her, or her character, and, like, as a mom, you know, and for that, like, you know, that's gold to me. Like, I'm just genuinely happy for her. And I can't wait to see this all come out. I'm
so excited for her.
Mm-hmm.
I think first of all, I love Lala too, but I think like she's an amazing mother. Like, you could just tell, like, and I love that she's like giving baby Ocean like a sibling. And I love that she's not waiting to do it. Like, it's on her terms, you know?
Right. Yeah, she doesn't need a man to do it. She's got it, you know?
Yeah, so I'm really, really excited to, like, see where this journey's going to take her.
Yeah, hopefully it comes out on the show, too. Like, we do, like, that they have another season. Because this season is, oh, my God. Like, wow.
It's like the Super Bowl halftime show. Like, you're just underwhelmed.
Yeah, like, something needs to, like, happen. And they're all saying on their podcast that it's like, just wait, keep waiting. And like, I don't know if they're saying that because we all know that it's like lackluster, or there's something really happening that we're just waiting to see.
Yeah, like, I don't even know like what. It's like I'm over Ariana. Ariana, whatever the fuck you say her name. Like, it's just like she's being too much, and like she's making me not like her. Because it's just like, okay, like, I get it. Like, I see it. But, like, you don't have to. I feel like she's just not allowing people to just be themselves. I don't know. Like, she's, like, leaving, like, a sour taste in my mouth.
I mean, I can't. Like, I can't. Like, I'm not going to speak on that because I want to wait and see how the season goes with her. But as far as, like, Katie, like, the balls this girl grew overnight, I love.
I actually really like Katie this season.
Yeah, I know you were never a fan. I love Sheena and Brock's like authenticity.
They're bringing it, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, I love their family dynamics. I love Lala. Obviously, you guys know I love Lala. I love what she's bringing. Just like her life, you know what I mean. As far as James and Allie, like I can only speak for myself. Laura, like, I don't care. I don't care that you bought a house. I don't care that the planes fly over. I don't care. Like, I don't, it's just like boring to me. And then like Schwartz, like he's talking about how he's in his like Adam Sandler era. Like, motherfucker, you've been in your Adam Sandler era since the minute you came on the show circa 10 years ago.
So what does that mean?
Like, he's like shaggy. Like, he wears like, you know, sweatpants and like disheveled looking. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, you've been there from the jump. Like, and like what really makes me cringe is like Sandoval. Like, stop wearing white nail polish, get a fucking haircut. Why don't you like take a shower because you're greasy fucking hair, and just take accountability. Like, he's still like making excuses. I can't.
It's so annoying. I will say, out of like the last few seasons, this is the best he's looked. Just in general. Like, I feel like last season he just looked a hot mess. I think this season he's maybe seeing like a personal trainer or something, and like he's maybe trying to like shift his life. But still, I 100% agree with you. And there's zero accountability. Like, when I forgot where they were, where they were like putting the holes in the wall.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The Lisa's new new restaurant, Wolf, okay, or yeah. Oliver, or whatever Wolf, the fuck it's
Wolf,
called.
Wolf. And it's like, this dude mentioned everything except himself. And it's just like, holy fuck, like, this is a narcissist. Like, it right in front of our eyes. And it's just like, dude, you still have not taken, and everybody's there just waiting for him to say, like, me, or like the shit I've done, you know, kind of just making. That was the perfect moment to take accountability and to like be brought back in. And I was just like, what a motherfucker.
Literally. I mean, it's just, it's whatever.
It's lackluster. But I mean, speaking of not being in the group anymore, it's breaking news too that Jax and Brittany are splitting up.
Yeah, they're separated at the moment. Brittany has left their Valley home with their son Cruz. They're living separately at the moment, and she's confirmed that it's not for the show. She's saying it's for her mental health. I am shook. Like, I listen to their podcast. Like, there is a weird banter. It is weird. I do, as I've listened to when it first dropped until like recently, and like, she does like minimize him, but I just assumed that that's like their relationship. But there was never any signs on the podcast, I should say, that it was like this bad. Mm-hmm. And there have been rumors, like, we as Laura and I were on hiatus, there was rumors coming out that Jax was with his publicist, that Jax was found with another girl, all this shit. And then they nipped it in the butt, came on the podcast saying, like, that, you know, there's rumors out there, it's not true. And then this fucking past week, she drops he's not even on the podcast this past week. And she's like, that she moved and she's doing it for her mental health and she's doing what's best for her and their son. And I'm just like,
wow,
what the fuck is going on? Like, I can't, like, this is, it's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's rough.
Do you think it's a PR stunt, or you think it's really genuinely from the heart?
So, okay, and why I'm so confused is that, like, you guys, the entire podcast, okay, that's dramatic. Most of the podcasts are talking about having another kid. So I'm just very confused.
Mm. That's very interesting.
So I they denied that it was for for the season, but, like, I don't know. She said that we will understand more when we watch the season. Again, I don't know what that means. Again, these, I don't know. It's all like little fucking clues. I don't know. I
exactly. So she's like, she's pushing us to like watch the season. So it's like, but on Instagram, she did change her last name back to Cartwright.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, did she take down all her pictures with Jackson shit?
That I don't think so. Or at least I didn't see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, they just opened the bar together, too. Like,
they did?
They have a bar. Yeah, they have a, it's called, like, Jack's Studio. They have a bar together, and, like, her recipes for her food are there. Yeah, and, like, they have the podcast together. Like, it's very interesting how this is going to work.
I don't know. I think it might be a PR stunt, to be honest.
Oh, no. And then, of course, in the same fucking week, I think it's a little ironic, the same week that they announced that they're separating, that fucking Rachel goes and sues Tom and Ariana for that video that got released last year where how Ariana found out that they were cheating.
This is just fucking nuts. I don't know. How do you feel about this?
Well, I was about to say, how do you sue someone a year later?
Exactly. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know. Maybe she had, like, time to come and realize, like, this wasn't right. It was defamation of character. Like, I'm not quite sure. I mean, that's something. And maybe she wasn't, like, in the right state right away because a lot of fucking shit happened. But I wonder what is going to happen. So, obviously, her and Tom are not together. Tom has, like, a new girlfriend. And, you know, I will say I do feel bad for Rachel because I feel like her life, like, this is it. Like, her life is done. Like, she'll always be this girl.
Ugh.
No. As he's like, no, she's done.
It's not, no, I agree with you, but, like, how do I say this? Like, I guess that's my problem is that, well, one, I have many, but one of the things I've learned in therapy is that, like, I always was a firm believer of taking the high road. And while that I always stood true to my character for doing that, I don't regret any of that. But what I've learned in doing that is that, like, I was making excuses for others' behaviors. And I know it's like a fucking catch 22, but hear me out. Like, I'll speak for her. I don't think she ever took accountability. I stopped listening to her podcast because it was just fucking stupid. I was losing chromosomes listening to her. But, like, she still has yet to when I was listening to it, she didn't take accountability. And, like, she was telling her version of the story as she was watching the show. But then I'm thinking to myself, bitch, you could have done this while still filming and told your truth. If Tom can do it, you could too. And now you threw Tom under the bus, and, like, you genuinely have nobody. Like, there's no way that on any God group, like, Bravo will ever pick you up ever again. You go to a different network, by all means, go ahead. But nothing is like Bravo.
No. And also, like, what are you going to do without the crew?
When this show's done, like, this season, what are you doing? What is your podcast going to be about? Like, you're talking about going rogue. About what?
Exactly. And it just goes to show, like, before you take any action in life, you really need to, like, step back and think, like, how is this really going to impact me in the long run? Right. And impact, like, the people around me, but, you know, kind of just, like, think things through. Like, yes, okay, you were in a moment and you fell in love or whatever it was that you fell for. But, like, think it through. Like, don't always act on that desire, you know? Right. Oh, sorry. That's, like, my same.
Oh yeah.
You guys, we need to move on to the meat because I just have so much to say.
Okay. Finally, Laura's caught up. Love is Blind. Let's get into it.
I don't know if you guys have been following us on Instagram, but if you're not, get on there because there are rants on there. There are random rants of me just going off because this season, as Essie told me from the beginning, is the best season thus far out of all the Love is Blinds.
1,000%.
And you know what I realized? That I didn't watch last season at all. Did you?
Yes, Laura. Very much so. I watched every season.
I didn't watch last season.
Yeah, because you boycotted it.
Oh, yeah. Because the season before was, like, a lot for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But this season, best season, great cast. It's dramatic, but there's, like, this level of realness in this cast that I so fucking appreciate. The communication levels, the, like, the openness, the willingness to look at themselves, like, let's break it down. Do you want to go couple by couple?
Yeah, but go ahead, girl. You're on one. Go for it.
All right. I think we should start. Let's start off with maybe Ken and Brittany.
Oh, my God. Okay, you go ahead. Let's hear your version.
And you're caught up, right?
Yes. You told me to get on it. And unlike you, I actually did the assignment. Go ahead.
So I was, first of all, I thought Ken and Brittany were going to be in it for the long haul at the beginning.
Game. Yes.
I thought this was it. This couple has it. And the reason I thought this was because they both had like a very, their value system was based in God. And I always feel like those couples will always go to like the long haul.
Mm.
And then they came out of the pods, they came out of vacation, they came to everyday life. And I feel like Ken did a complete 180.
He had a full-blown relationship with his cell phone.
I've never seen someone so checked out of being with another person than I have in this relationship. And honestly, like, I don't know how Brittany did not take that fucking cell phone and like fling it in the fucking toilet, because I would have.
Because she's patient, she's kind, and she's got a beautiful heart. That's why.
What are you trying to say about me?
I'm talking about Brittany, not you.
This woman had the patience of a fucking saint. Right. And like the way this man just completely ignored her and was just basically like, she would be speaking and he'd just be on his. Granted, he was listening to her because he was responding, but like, no, Ken, that ain't it.
No, so, he dismissed her. He straight up dismissed her.
Yeah.
And like, let's talk about gaslighting, because this motherfucker gaslit her so bad at the end, where she's like, now this is, I think it was the second or third time. She's like, I need you to physical love touch on me. Like, I need you to know that I'm in the room. Like, I need you to acknowledge that I'm your fiance. Like, and this motherfucker's like, well, I came home at 1:30 in the morning and I was trying to like, whatever. And you weren't having it. So is that it?
Yo, that sent me off. That,
like, where is this coming from? Like,
off.
I'm like, are you not well? Like, who says that? Like, you just had a full-blown, like, honeymoon, or not honeymoon, but, you know, like, a vacation with this person. You just fell in love. Like, you have all these, like, morals that are checked off, and you're just gonna gaslight the fuck out of her after you come home from being out with your boys and say you're in the mood, but, like, the one time that you were all up on her shit and she was exhausted and sleeping, you're gonna be like, so that's it?
He literally woke her up. Like, you were to ever disturb me from my slumber.
Here we go.
Like, mother, nope. No. And then make me feel bad for it. Like, right. He was, at the end, I was so deeply disappointed because he just became a completely different person. And I'm like, who is this? Like, who is this man? And I was just like, Brittany, run. And I'm so glad she fucking did.
Yeah, I can't wait to see her on the reunion. I hope that, like, the Lacheys, like, really dive deep into this, because, like, this is not okay. Like, she's a saint. She's a fucking saint. Like, I thought this was, like, it for everybody. Yeah. And, like, he just comes and does a 180, 360, whatever that terminology is. And, like, no, like, poor Brittany. I want to hug her. I want to, like, say, girl, you will find your Prince Charming, because he ain't it. Like, he ain't it. And I'm sorry, but what fucking principal is so busy that you're on your phone like that? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, the math ain't mathin'.
Like, show your woman some attention. Like, some respect. Like, that's what it was. Like, he just didn't have respect for her at the end of the day. And he, like, literally gaslighted her. So, bye, Ken. Go away.
Okay.
Let's talk about Jeremy with an A and Laura. My girl, Laura, I've never been more proud of having a namesake than I did when watching this fucking woman. And everything, I love her.
Yes. I'm sorry. Let me interrupt you. I want to say we need to have her on the pod. She is
everything.
She's everything that LBC stands for and more.
Of who is LBC, she is LBC. Like, obviously, literally. You and like our chatters, but like this girl, like everything she was saying, I was literally watching, screenshotting like the TV and sending it to Esty, because I'm like, I would be like, you would say this, I would say this, like everything she fucking said, like I love this girl so fucking much. And you
Like, what was the thing that she said about the kicking rocks, but she added something to it that I've never heard of before.
Oh my god, I don't know.
You sent it to me, Ben. Sorry.
Yeah, she was basically telling Jeremy, like, go kick fucking rocks. Yeah. Like, she was, and then she called him a narcissist. Like, it was just beautiful the way, like, it all ended.
But sorry, go ahead. I didn't interrupt you.
No, so Jeremy was weird from the beginning. He gave me weird fucking vibes. But then I started to warm up to him, and I'm like, okay. And then Laura was also hard to read. And, like, I was like, what's happening? Like, she's gonna be weird and she's gonna like put a damper in our name, but then like once we got to know her, I'm just like, wow, I'm so proud of you. Like, she's, first of all, she's a girl's girl.
Yes.
And I just so appreciated her honesty and like her like relationship with all the girls, and like, you know, she owned her roughness. And, you know, she was in this relationship with Jeremy, but Jeremy basically wasn't in it. And he just loved this girl, Sarah Ann, who he went on and basically stayed out till like 5 a.m. with Sarah Ann. And how do you feel about that?
Okay. It's the name for me. Like, all these bitches that have, like, a middle name with Ann, like that. No. You don't incorporate Laura Ann. I know your middle name is Ann, but you don't go around saying, hi, I'm Laura Ann. Like,
no.
Like, that was a red flag for me in the pods. And then I need to rewind. And what you said was perfectly, I think you're missing the best, biggest part, though, is the fact that Sarah Ann DM'd him.
Oh, yeah, Sarah Ann DM'd him. Yes, forgot and about that.
And left it, worded it in such a way, whereas if he could have declined, blocked, and deaded it, or entertained it. And where he fucked up is that he entertained it, because he didn't decline it, he didn't block it, he didn't dismiss it, he hearted it. And that, you just don't do, you're engaged. So that's red flag number one, is disrespect to your girl and the engagement. Then you go out with your boys, and then whatever, his story didn't make any sense, you know? So like the fact that Laura was on that couch, patient, and didn't throw a pillow, didn't like suffocate him with the pillow, I give her every fucking credit to the world. The fact that she sat there and like was going toe to toe with him, because it was a lie. And she's like, you're lying. She's like, I don't believe you. And then this motherfucker, again, with the gaslighting, had the audacity to gaslight her, said, well, I put my location on so you to reassure you. Okay, let's go back. Laura and I have always said this on this podcast, and this is one thing I love about me and Laura. We have a lot of things or similarity, and this is it. There is no need to share your location with your partner if there is trust in the relationship. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. If you don't believe me, ask my therapist. If you don't believe me, I do this for a living. Ask any fucking therapist in this world. There is no reason for you to have your location on with your partner. Never. No. There's not one. I mean, if you're going across the world and you guys aren't going together, okay, that's different. But you're in a marriage, or you are engaged, you are going to be married. There is no reason. And the fact that he had to sit there and use that as a fucking crutch. And then she called him out. She's like, as reassurance. She's like, I'm marrying you. I don't need to be reassured of where you are. I need to know that you're not like going to step out on me, that you're not going to disrespect me and our relationship, all of which he did.
And he even lied about his location.
Exactly. So really, when that conversation happened, I got so like, I was like, this woman, I respect. That's what I was like, what I tell you, I'm like, she needs to come on a podcast. Like, she, everything that we stand for, like in what we go through every single day as people of our age, like she solidifies everything. She has literally made it very evidently clear that like, no, like she stands her ground. She doesn't even attack him. She like just comes at him in a manner of like, no, that's not how this. And then he'll be, yes. And he'll say something, and she's like, but this is, and then they come back at him, like, but that's not what you said. This is what happened. This is this, and then she's like, that bar doesn't even have a parking lot. Like, she's like, but this person saw you. This person said this. Like, she's just coming out with facts and facts, and he kept doubling down. He kept doubling down, and then to a point, he's like, I don't want to talk about that.
I thank you for saying that, because I think what I loved about her the most is, like, she was upset, obviously, but she stayed calm. Mm-hmm. And she was literally just having, this is how you communicate as an adult. Healthy. You come, she communicated so healthily with mm-hmm. him. Like, she was like, no, this is what's so, like, this is a lie. And right. then she's like, you know what? I'm out. Like, I'm not having this. And she took herself and she left. And I thank you for saying that, because that's what I appreciated about her the most, where, like, she didn't make it this psychotic, like, screaming match. She came as a healthy adult, had a conversation, like, listened to him, said her truth, and is like, and then made the choice to be like, no, I'm fucking out. And that is how and that's what I appreciate about this season of Love is Blind overall, where there's just healthy communication among people. And it's not these, like, weird, like, are the situations, like, some of them weird? But overall, I feel the communication's, like, on par.
Right. And, like, I love that she was open and true to herself. And, like, she talked about that, about therapy. This is what I've learned in therapy. Like, you don't have to be the loudest person in the room to get your point across. Yes. You can have a conversation where I'm telling you how I feel. You could tell me how you feel, but I'm not going to validate you. That's not my job. My job here is to tell you, you hurt my feelings. Yes. You disrespected our relationship. This is what you did. What are you going to do about it? And he didn't meet her halfway. She's like, I'm out. And I just was like, oh my God. Thank you for showing the world that that's therapy at its finest. Like, you don't have to scream. You don't have to fucking make a scene. You don't have to, like, again, be the loudest person in the room to get your point. It's destruction. And there was none of that. And if you haven't noticed, 2024, this is how you know that the world is kind of changing. Yes. Very, very small. People in therapy. And did you see one fucking psychotic scene in the season?
No.
Thank you.
And everyone was beautiful
from the jump in the pods. I'm in therapy. Yes. I'm in therapy.
I'm open to going to therapy.
Yeah, with play. We'll get to that in a second. Like, oh my God. I was like, I was just like, finally, a show that is portraying mental health in all its glory, because it's such a fucking stigma. And I think that's why the world is falling in love. Well, it is. It's the number one show in the world. But, like, we're seeing healthy boundaries. We're seeing healthy relationships. I mean, there's still fucked up things, like, you know, the cheating, the scandals, all that shit. But that's the world we live in. But we don't have to, like, double down. Like, we could just do it, like,
ourselves in the midst
of
it.
Thank you. Right, exactly. And these two, like, did an organic way of showing it healthy. And I respect Laura for it. I can't wait for the reunion. I can't wait for it to, like, obviously there's been shit since this. And spoiler alert, he told Sarah Ann that he made a mistake. And now I don't know if it's official, but it led to him and Sarah Ann getting together.
And can we talk about Sarah Ann for a minute? Like, that is a girl I never want sitting at my fucking table.
Yes, 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 yes.
Like, no, bitch. No, listen, I can understand. Like, she's like, you know, I'm here to find love. I'm here for this. Listen, I get it. You're here for your own reason. But for you to send that message says so much about who you are. That, like, you really need to go reevaluate yourself. And, like, it was just, like, such a big thing where I was just like, I would never be friends with this girl. Like, that just says so much about who the fuck she is.
Let's get into the next couple, which was Clay and AD. And I just want to bounce off the Sarah Ann. I know we're going backwards here, but, like, AD sitting down and having that conversation with Sarah Ann. Again, Laura, love. The therapy of it all. Like, cool, calm, collective, made her point across. A girl's girl, stood for her friendship with Laura. For a, to, as a female in today's society, a an African-American having a conversation with a white American and not anticipate what the world wanted that to, like, because everyone was like, oh, here we go. And the way she did it so gracefully. I mean, I love AD. Class. I loved AD from the jump. It's so classy. And the fact that that girl spoke her mind without not even making, like, not even, like, it was just, I was so proud. I'm like, yes, finally. Like, we can have healthy conversation with bitches who are straight up bitches and don't need to be in our circle without being a cunt. And this girl did it so beautifully. Like, I was like, yes, AD, show her what's up. That you stand for your girl, Laura, and that you're not in, you called her out on everything. Because she was. She was, like, coming into that relationship through the DMs, showing them at the bars, then coming into this fucking barbecue. What are you doing?
Like, that is a good fucking friend. Yes. Where, like, you go, you're like, you know what? This was not okay. I do not agree with this. And, like, me and you can't fuck with each other.
Right. She said that. She's like, you can't be at my table.
Exactly. Like, yeah, like, I just loved it so much. Like, yeah, it was just so good.
It was, I just, oh my God, I love this season. And I just was like, you know, it could have went sideways, but it did. You don't have to be the loudest person in the room. You don't have to make a fucking scene. You could be an adult and classy and, like, still, like, get your point across. And then, which trickles into her relationship with Clay. And, like, Clay was open about, like, his past, his parents' marriage, and, like, what he grew up seeing in his parents' marriage. And, like, he's so petrified of repeating the cycle. And he's like, this is my therapy. He's like, you, and then the fact that she's like, I can be a stand for you. What? Like, I got so, my, like, I was so emotional. And, like, I'm like, please, please let this be it.
No, when she, when her mom came on and was like, I heard something from you that I never heard you say about anybody else. And she's basically, AD said, I will follow Clay. Mm-hmm. Wherever he goes, I was just like, oh my God. Like, and like, what I love about Clay, he owns his shit. Yes. He knows he doesn't have a handle on his shit, and right. He owns that he doesn't have a handle. And for somebody to, what this, I know I have this problem, and it's a problem, and I'm willing to work on it with you because I love you. Like, that is somebody you want in your life. That is a husband. That is a partner. Like, that is a man. Okay. And it's like, Clay and AD, they better make it to the end or else I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
And you said it before. He was like, he's like, I'll go to therapy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, yes. This is my therapy. He's like, I'm willing to go to therapy with you. Like, cause she said how she does it. And he's like, because, like, I need, like, I want to be a better for you, for us, for my, our future kid. I'm like, oh my God. Like, yes, like, oh my God, I love their growth together. Yes. Like, talk about partners, like, one uplifting the other, like, working around listening. Each other's schedule. Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, working around each other's schedule, but listening to each other, like, as they're trying to navigate through each other's schedule, like, wow.
Yeah, they better make it to the end.
Let's talk about Johnny and Amy, please.
I mean, this is it. They're the same. Like, day one, I'm like, this couple's it. Like, they're going to the end. It's over. It's endgame. I feel like they love each other. I do feel he's a little immature in that I don't know that he's ready for what she wants right now. But I think that they will get through it and they will both say yes.
I mean, I agree. I think what's my hiccup on this relationship is the sex. Like, what are you for? It's called a condom. And if there's not, if you don't have a condom, it's called Plan B. What's the problem?
I know. He's like very terrified.
Like, we're talking about, like, birth control. We're talking about hysterectomies. Like, fucking put a condom on. And if you feel like you should get, then take Plan B. Like, how are you, like, what's happening? Like, it's 2024. Like, she's clearly not comfortable with going on birth control. She's like pleading with you. And then you keep talking about going back, you meaning Johnny, keep going back and forth about the fucking hysterectomy. Then you realize that you don't want it. So fucking go have sex already. Like, what's happening?
Would you go on birth control because your man wanted you to?
The whole, if okay, speaking for her, because she, like what she's saying, she's never been on it, and like everything that she's read about it and about her body, and like she's had issues before. No, like she's got issues. Same. Like that's why she hasn't been on it. No, I love you and everything, but it's called a condom. Triple it up if it's that deep.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's really, and it's really not that deep. Like there's different ways of contraception, you know, right. Like
pull out, I don't know, wear three times. I don't, there's some, I'm just, again, forgive me, I'm not trying to be insensitive. Like it just upset me. Like I love them together, but this conversation that keeps resurfacing, it needs to end. Like there's so many other avenues than just like, oh, let's go to the altar and then we're going to have sex when we get married. And then it's okay to have kids. So you can't have kids in 1 month when you're engaged, but like as soon as you get married, you're gonna be, can't, you can have kids. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
That's what I didn't understand. And you could tell like she's very hesitant to go to the altar without having sex, which what? I don't blame her.
Do you, I was about to say, hello, I need to know how we are in the bedroom or whatever. Yes. The fuck you do it. Like that's so important. Like what?
No, he needs to like shape up, but I think they're end game. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. Cause I go back and forth because I agree. Like, I think it bothers her low key about his immaturity, because then I don't know if you caught on to this. I did. And this is just me, but like, cause I catch everything. So like, my thing is this too, like the finances of having a child, but yet you both have the finance to own a home. Make it make sense.
I know. It was so weird. I don't get it.
Anyway,
I don't get it. I don't get it.
And last but not least, the couple that is literally causing every fucking headline on social media is Jimmy and Chelsea.
So I don't think.
I mean,
do you?
I just, I don't know, Laura. I don't know.
This is the one couple that gives me agita.
Okay. Let's just start off from the jump. Okay. Like, we have to rewind. Let's backpedal. I thought the whole purpose of the show was to not talk about each other's looks.
Exactly.
So when you're in the pod and you, and she said, like, instigate the conversation, like, oh, what celebrity you look at, blah, 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 whatever. And this whole Megan Fox came about, like, I, with all due respect, I personally don't see it.
I kind of see what she's saying, but that's not the celebrity that would pop into my head.
Right. And I just feel as it doesn't go against what Love is Blind stands for.
Yes.
So I think like there's this, not resistance. What's the word I'm looking for?
Hesitation.
Thank you. From both parties. Because yes. He looks like a toe. And she's not well. Like she's what?
It's so, I mean, I know your feelings on Jimmy. I didn't think he would bring it to the podcast.
You don't think he looks like a toe?
Jimmy is not my type.
Yeah, no, he's definitely not my type. But like, she's not
he
well.
He irritates me. Like, I look at him, you know how I'm either obsessed or I'm repulsed? Like, I'm repulsed. But not from his looks. Just from his, like, over, from the second I saw him in the pod, I'm like, this one's going to give me, like, agita. Like, I'm going to need Nexium for him. No. And lo and behold, yes, he irritates me. Like, he triggers something deep inside me where I'm just like, no, 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 no.
It's just both of this relationship hurts me because, like,
it's terrible.
She gives me, what's her name, Danielle? The one with the one season, yes, with the guy and the fucking, yes, costumes and shit. Like, yes, it's like she's not well. They need help. Like
Chelsea's so fucking clingy.
It's the insecurity, like, for me. It's the constant reassurance. It's the when you get drunk, you say dumb shit. And it's like, yes, it's one time. Okay. Like he said it. I guess like this was like the time we see it on camera. Cause he's like, you've done this before. And then like they actually catch her on camera when she's like wasted and like goes off on a tangent about he's like, I already kissed. She's like, you didn't kiss me today. Like going on and on and on.
It's too much.
Yeah. It's just like, bitch.
Like,
calm
I listen.
The fuck down.
Like, I love attention, right? Like, But she's like next level. And then his thing with, we're the best couple here. We're number one. And it's just like, why do you need to need constant reassurance that you're the best couple here? You are not the best couple here. Hello, Clay and AD. they just have a lot of fucking issues. But the I will say, the more I get to know them, the more similar they are. And I feel I think they're very similar.
No, because I'm actually, thank you for bringing up
in that. Their immaturities.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'll give you that. Thank you for bringing that part up, though. Is like when he was saying the number one couple. So he was drinking, right? And she said she had made that comment to him. But like then he got upset with her when she didn't like gas him up.
Yes.
So
yes.
like, motherfucker, you just gave her shit for a couple nights before that she was like that you didn't gas her up, and now you're getting pissed because she didn't gas you. I'm like, this is a sick, sick, twisted relationship. Like they're both like. Not okay. Sick.
They're not well.
They're not well. It's like red flag after red flag. And like then there's the Jess of it all and the Trevor of it all. And I'm sorry, but someone needs to give Trevor a script to go to a dermatologist because like, someone's I had to say it. I'm sorry, but he needs to go see a dermatologist.
He needs a facial. Because he's like a good looking man. He has potential.
Oh, okay. He has potential, but that's about it.
Yeah, like he, you know, I'm so glad he like fucking got rid of his mullet. Thank God. But like if Trevor were to like, you know, go for like monthly facials and like really take care of himself, like he'd be like very good looking. I think Chelsea and Trevor belong together.
No, I don't think any, I think she needs to love herself before she could be in a relationship.
I mean, yes, but if I were to choose between Jimmy or Trevor, I'd choose Trevor for her because, and the reason I say this is because she's very calm around Trevor. And I feel like Jimmy is the reason why she acts out in this way. I feel like she's reliving some kind of like past cycle with him. And like she needs to love herself first, but I feel like she's pulled towards Jimmy because she hasn't let go of that past cycle. Whereas with Trevor, she feels calm and safe. And like, that's so foreign to her that like, she can't even think about being with him. And that's my psychoanalysis.
No, that's actually, I'm very proud of you. You've been hanging out with me too much. That's really good.
Yeah. Because like, if you notice her body language around Trevor, she's very calm, but I think she's just used to toxicity. That the way she behaves with Jimmy is the way she's always acted. So it's comfortable. And like safety to her is a threat. Yeah, and I think the same thing with Jimmy.
Yeah, that's true. I think
actually no, I think with Jimmy, I think honestly, like Chelsea looks like his mom and his sister.
I have to refrain from speaking about that. I have to refrain myself.
She not look like his mom and his sister.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, I didn't see it from any of that perspective, and that it's yes, absolutely. I think the way that she says, babe, like I want to bash my head into like a fucking wall, then go into oncoming traffic, come back out, and then do it all over again. Like it's the babe for me. Like stop. Please stop. It's like, it's the whining. It's the attention seeking. Like, bitch, you work. Go catch a flight. You're a fucking flight attendant. Go fucking catch a flight. Go up in the air for a couple hours and come back down and ground yourself. It needs to end.
Essie's not a fan of Chelsea.
No, it's too much. I mean, she makes the show. I get it, but it's not healthy. It's not a healthy relationship. Jess. Oh my God. Stunning,
but gorgeous. Not well.
No, not well. Her baby daddy really fucked her up. Oh my God.
Fucked her up.
Okay. And I do have to say this, and we didn't talk about this. So please, I mean, you could get mad, but you know, let's talk about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me what Jess is doing with Jimmy and it's okay with Laura, but what Sarah Ann is doing with Laura, I mean, with Jeremy is not okay with Laura. And here, but before you answer, take into account Laura and Jess are BFFs. Like they went to the show together as best friends. So they knew that's already came out. But like, Jess is doing the same thing to Chelsea that Sarah Ann is doing to you.
You're correct. Even worse.
You know, so I didn't, and honestly, Laura, for me, it didn't click to me the barbecue.
I didn't like actually analyze that part. That's so true.
Yeah, I didn't think about it until the barbecue. I'm like, I mean, I get it. I get Laura, like, that's your girl, you know, she's being a girl's girl for Jess, but like, but Sarah Ann is doing the exact same thing to you. Like, so, and if Chelsea's your girl too, like, wouldn't you make I mean, I know because like her and Jess are in real life are best friends and she just met Chelsea in the pods, but like, I don't know. I thought that was a little double standard there on Laura's part. I mean, I still love her, but like, I think if you be honest with you, I think Jess was very, very forward, very, yes. I mean, truth. I mean, she's speaking truth, like her feelings. It was just, I wouldn't have the balls to go to a barbecue where your ex and knowing that he's engaged to someone and like profess your undying love for him at a barbecue. You know, I wouldn't. And then she was very flirtatious about it. It was like, she kind of crossed his line.
She crossed a big line.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm
saying. She crossed the line too, saying you're still my number one.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. And I was about to say, and so did he. So I just don't know where the accountability is here. Yeah, there was no accountability there. I was like, wait, what's happening? Why is no one saying anything about this?
If I was Chelsea and I overheard my man say you're still my number one, I'd literally throw a rock in his head and like shove him into the lake. Like, I would not be well.
I don't think they made it.
Chelsea and Jimmy?
Toe man.
No.
I don't think it is.
This is not endgame.
No.
This is not endgame. And if it's endgame, then the reunion's gonna be so fucking interesting. Because literally, like, once they like watch everything, I can't wait to hear what Chelsea has to say about Jimmy saying like, you're still my number one, Jess.
Exactly.
I think Jimmy and Jess are going to end up together.
Really? No.
Calling it.
No, she's, I guess you didn't see, it was all over, was it TMZ? She's, her and Trevor went on the new show, The Ultimatum, or no? Maybe, was it The Ultimatum? No, not Ultimatum. Okay. The other show that... What's the other show that we watched, Laura? Not Ultimate. Is it like
The Ultimatum?
No, there's another show we watch. It's like these celebrities from other shows go on to and oh my god, what the fuck?
Love Island?
No, I don't watch. I forget. It's like these reality shows,
yes,
like on Netflix.
Francesca was on it.
Yes, yes, yes. And yes. So from this show, it's just Trevor and Jess. And it's been like clips of her and she's dating some other guy. And it's not, no, it's not him.
Really? I'm sure. Yeah. I wonder like if they, and maybe not end up, but like, I wonder if they like hooked up.
Oh, at any maybe point. Just to get it over with, to see if there was something there. Yeah.
Like the electric spark, but it's going to be interesting. Yeah. I don't think Jimmy and Chelsea make it.
No. And I really hope that the Lacheys at this union, like, ask the important questions, like really pry on the ship, because the whole world is waiting like with bated breath. We need to know what the fuck is going on and ask the right questions.
I feel like me and you should host Love is Blind.
Oh god, I thank you. Oh my god, we've been holding that in, you guys, for like, you guys, a while.
We've been waiting.
Yes.
Let's talk about one more person.
Oh my god,
Matthew.
The serial psycho killer, yeah, of it all.
What a fucking weirdo. When AD was like loving on him, I'm like, girl, what the fuck are you doing?
Because you know what, he has a way with his words.
No, psycho.
Yes. Oh, 100%. He's like those. He reminds me of one of those fucking like schmucks behind the computer.
Yeah.
That like, you know, just like talks your ear off, but like, you know, smooth talking, and then just fucking breaks your heart.
Yeah. No, he's psychotic. I'm glad nobody picked him. I'm glad he went the fuck home because he was too much for me.
I'm interested to see if he shows up for the reunion. I don't think he has the balls to.
I think he might.
Really?
Balls to. Yes.
Interesting.
I think he might. But I don't think he was like in any major storyline that he would. He would be invited back at least.
Well, unless he's like ended up with that one chick, because it was between AD and the other girl.
Mm-hmm.
Who, I don't know who she, I forget her name.
I don't know, girl. Wow. That was a lot. You guys, you're not watching Love is Blind, watch it. I can't wait till like this new episode drops this week, the finale.
Do we have anything else to add to this show besides the fact if we haven't convinced you guys to go watch it? I don't know what else to say.
I don't think so. I think we said it all.
All right.
All right. Essie, what are you grateful for this week?
This week, this past month, and literally, I'm beyond grateful for you.
Aw, my God.
What?
No, that's so sweet.
Oh, stop it. Like, you knew I wasn't going to. No, I'm just kidding. And why I say that is I heard a quote this week. It says, you really get to know someone when you work with them, when you live with them, and when you travel with them. And, like, I've done all three with you. And I think the icing of it all is, like, the fact that you took care of my daughter. Like, I can't tell you, like, what that meant for me. I will never be able to show you, tell you, or anything about it. It's just like I have no words, and like you just get me on so many levels of my life, and like beyond to work with you here, and like we travel all the time, and then like I live with you when we go to travel, and you were living at my house when I was away, like, you know, like I don't open myself up in that mannerism to a lot of people, and I'm just very grateful that I'm able to do that with you, and like for you to take care of her and like do it so like effortlessly, and the fact that she adores you, I am jealous. I told you this. I'm very jealous of that. But it's all in good, and I really am. I'm beyond grateful for you, and thank you again for everything you've done for me and continue to do for me. Because you still, even before this podcast, what happened before? It's been a interesting chain of events lately. So I'm beyond grateful for you. So thank you for all that.
Oh, thank you. I love that. I'm going to like save that clip and listen to it when I'm sad.
Oh boy.
thank you. No, it was honestly like it was truly my pleasure to watch Nutella. Well, speaking of what I'm grateful for this week was obviously Nutella, but for Chinese fried wontons.
Oh yeah, you told me you won't shut up about this shit.
You guys, so while I was babysitting baby New, I ordered the best Chinese food, and they had these like pan fried seared, and I'm like, oh, let me get it. You guys, it was a fucking orgasm in my mouth, and I can't find them anywhere. Like, I looked at my Great Dragon like Chinese menu. I looked at like different Brooklyn Chinese menus. So, Essie, I'm going to have to be, like, coming to your house to, like, hang out and order fried wontons all the time.
You know, you live here, so it's all good.
They were amazing. If you guys have had them, let me know. And I will say, I also told Essie this. I had one of the best bagels of my life. And I said it, like, you know, I love my New York bagels, but this bagel in New Jersey has some good fucking bagels.
You guys heard it here first.
I was very impressed with my Mount Olive bagels. Big shout out. Your lox and your bagels were amazing. You forgot my coffee, but that's okay. The bagel made up for it.
Oh my God. Country ain't so bad, huh?
It ain't bad at all. I love it. I can fuck with it, except when it snows.
Oh my God.
See, tell our chatters where they can find us.
iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasting, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast. Please, you guys, head over to our Instagram page where you can see Laura rant and rave about Love is Blind. And then you can go over to Facebook where I will clip the audio of Laura having her breakdowns of Love is Blind and put it on there. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe. And we'll be back next week to finally tell you guys about what episode 200 is going to be all about.
Until next week.
Bye.
Bye.